Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shor. Maseches Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman Le'ilui Nishmas HaRav Yaakov Ben Matisyahu.
Pesachim Daf Samach Zayin. The Gemara is focused on trying to discover the Makar that Karban Pesach is Doicha Tumah. We already said on Daf Samach Vav Mebeis that we learn out Pesach from Tumid that it's Doicha Shabbos, and then we learn out Tumid from Pesach that is doicha tumah. The Gemara says, well, how do you know Pesach gufei? How do you know Pesach itself is doicha tumah? So first the Gemara had a makor that it says, ish, ki yeh tumid lenefesh, ish nitchol lepesach sheni, ve'ein tzibur nitchol lepesach sheni, ela avdi betumah. That was Rabbi Yochanan's makor, which at the end of our sugyot, it seems to be that is the makor. Abai says we go with that pasuk, which is that the din, that a person brings the Pesach sheni as opposed to the Pesach rishon, because he was tumah, is only if he was a yachid. If he was a tzibur, then he's not nitchel pesach sheni. The Gemara says that means that he brings it. They bring it betumah. The Gemara says, well, how do you know that? Rish Lakish says maybe all that means is that a yachid has an eitzah to bring the carbon pesach sheni. A tzibur has no eitzah. They don't bring carbon pesach rishon or pesach sheni. So therefore, Rish Lakish suggests a different makar. He says it says in the parash of Shiluach Machnas, Vishalch men amachna kol tziru v'chol zav v'chol tamin lenafesh. Since, as the Gemara explains later, Tamei Lenefesh is a type of Tumah, which in certain respects is less kal than Mitzoyra and Zav. So if it tells me that you have to send a Tamei Lenefesh outside of the Machne, so then of course you have to send out a Zav and a Mitzoyra. It's a Kol Shekein. The Gemara says must be that there are certain times that Zavan and Mitzrayon are sent out of the Machne, but a Tamei Lenefesh is not sent out of the Machne. And that's why it has to say the extra limud that Zav and Mitzrayon have to be sent out of the Machne, because there are scenarios in which a Tamei Lenefesh doesn't get sent out, which is when he brings the Karban Pesach betumah. That's the Gemara's Makar. The Sfasemis asks a very simple question. He says it's not possible for the Torah to have not written Zav and Mitzrayon, because even though you could learn them out with a kol shekein from Tmei Meis, but there's a rule, Ein Oinshin Min Hadin. Since the rule is Ein Oinshin Min Hadin, you don't give Oinshin based on a Kav HaChomer, so the Torah had to write it so that we could give Malkus. Now, even though Reb Shimon, who darshins like this limud of Rish Lakish, later on this daf, he says, Yomer Tmei Meis, Val Yomer Tmei Zav, etc., Reb Shimon holds that Oinshin Min Hadin in Sanhedrin, daf Ayin Dalet. However, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of Ein Shimon Adin, he holds Ein Ein Shimon Adin, and the Gemara later on is going to ask, why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda hold like Rabbi Shimon? So the question remains that if you hold Ein Ein Shimon Adin, there's no makim to ask the question as to why the Torah had to write all three, because we want to be able to give Malkus. The Sfasemis answers that if you learn from a Kav HaChomer, over here, it's not like a regular case of Ein Ein Shimon Adin, because the Kav HaChomer basically tells us that the Pasuk, when it says at the end, V'leitamu es machneihem, goes on all three. Since Al Yidei Kav HaChomer, we see them as being nichlal in the Pasuk, therefore when the Torah says the Lav at the end of the Pasuk, it goes on everything that's learned out from the Kav HaChomer. So he's being megalo to us, Yisoid in Ein Ein Shimon Adin. Ein Ein Shimon Adin is when you're using the Kav HaChomer to create the Oinish, or to create an Israel, Mazhir Min Adin. If what you're doing with the Kav HaChomer is causing that there's a gilui that it's included in the pasuk itself, and when the pasuk uses the words v'leitamos machneim, it goes on everybody that's included in the Kav HaChomer, then there's no rule of Ein Ein Shimon Adin. Tosfos on Daf Samach Vav Beis the Ramaschil Ela Amar Rish Lakish asks Akasha, how is it that Rish Lakish could darshin from the fact that we write all three of the Tmeim, the Tzeruah, Zav, and Tamei Lenefesh, how is it that Rish Lakish can darshin the limud that we're making over here, that a Tamei Lenefesh is allowed to bring the Karban Pesach if Roiv of the Tzibur are Tmeim? The Gemara later on brings down a Braisa, the Braisa we mentioned earlier, Reb Shimon darshins from this very fact that the Torah writes all three, a different drasha. He learns out from the fact the Torah writes all of them that the three have separate machnas. The Mitzvah is sent out from all three, and the Zav is sent out from two machnas, and the Tamei Lenefesh is only sent out from Machnas Shechina. So, according to Reb Yehuda, he does not dash in that in the Braisa later, but Reb Shimon does. The Pnei Yeshua answers this kasha by saying that it's possible that Rish Lakish is really only going according to Shita Rabbi Yehuda. You'll ask me, so how does Rabbi Shimon know the din that Tuma is Nitcha Mipnei, the Karban Pesach? The answer, says the Pnei Yeshua, is that he could darshin, like we learned earlier, on Samach Vavim Bet Aleph, and Toises, Dibar Maschul Ma, that there is a way to learn out the halacha, that it's Zoycha Tuma from Moyadoi, from the word Moyadoi. So that's how the Pnei Yeshua answers Toises kasha, because Toises clearly says that they're only bothered by the fact that according to Rabbi Shimon, Rish Lakish doesn't work out. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Tosfos says everything will be fine. The Marsha actually asks on the Tosfos, how could you say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, everything is fine? Just like according to Rabbi Shimon, it's clear in the Braisa later that the reason why we have to write all three Tmeim is in order to tell me the din of Chiluk Machnes, that each one has a separate Machne. So too, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Mavur in the Gemara later that we need to Darshan from the fact that we write all three, the din of Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says, Yochel dochku zavanim tzeram v'nichnusu lazar b'pesach abo betuma. Let's say there's a Pesach abo betuma and the zavanim tzeram push themselves into the azara, yochel yuchayavim, they would be chayiv for the fact that they came into the azara when they weren't allowed to. Tamud lemer v'shalch menach machane kol tzeru v'chol zav v'chol tamil l'nofesh. B'shosh et mei meisim mishtalchim, at the time that mei meisim are sent out of the azara, zavanim tzeram mishtalchim. The zavanim tzeram are sent out of their machnas. Ain't me meisim mishtalchim, ain't zavim tzeram mishtalchim. So you see that the Gemara later says that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, we need to write all three of them. Now the Tzlach asks on the Marsha, I don't understand what you're talking about. The whole drasha of Rabbi Elezer later, which the Gemara asks that Rabbi Yehuda needs the three of them to be written in order to darshan the drush of the blazer, is built on the assumption that the Pesach could be brought betumah. Because the whole drusha is that we are makish, the zav and mitzayra to the tmei meis, that there are certain instances in which the tmei meis is not sent out of his machna. What is that? That it's the Pesach is being brought betumah. And in those cases, the tzeruah and the zav are not going to get malchus. So Mamonavshach, if you needed to darshan the drush of the blazer, that means you already know that the Pesach could be brought Betumah. Obviously, nobody would make that drasha if he doesn't have the makar. And Rish Lakish is saying we don't have the makar. We need to use this as the makar. So if that's the case, you wouldn't be making the drasha. The Tzlach answers that even though the Gemara later says that the application of the hekish between Tzeruah Zav and Tmei Nefesh is to say that in the instances in which a Tmei Nefesh is not sent out of the machnas, namely that the Pesach has been brought betumah, that is where the Tzeruah and Zav are not going to get malchus. But that's only an application of the hekish. There are other instances in which we can imagine that the Tmei Meis is not sent out of the Machnas without knowing the Chiddush that the Pesach being brought Tumah. And that is Lamashal in the case where the Paroiches is already been rolled up. So the Paroiches now says that there is no Shiluch Machnas because there is no Machnas Shechina. In such a case, since there's no inyan of sending the Tmei Meis out of his Machna, the other two aren't sent out of their Machnas either. Therefore, the Tzlach says that the Marsha does have a good question, because we could use the Pasuk in order to make that drush, like the Gemara says later, and therefore the Kasha that Tosfos asks is equally shver on Rabbi Yehuda as it is on Rabbi Shimon. I think that the answer to the question is a very simple answer, and that is that the Gemara later, which makes the drasha, is only after we know that we don't go with Rish Lakish's drasha over here. Since the Gemara later on is going to come to Maskana, that we make the drasha like Rabbi Yochanan, that tells us that Pesach is brought betumah, and we reject the limit of Rish Lakish, then the Gemara says that what do we do with the fact that all three of them are written? Because the Gemara knows that we've already rejected Rish Lakish's answer as to why the three of them are written. But of course, if the Gemara would now come to Maskana, that we go with Rish Lakish, that the reason why the three of them are written is in order to tell me Pesach is brought betumah, and the Gemara wouldn't ask it, Shapir Ka'amar Reb Shimon, and what does Reb Yehuda do with the fact that the three of them are written? So if we go with the Pnei Yeshua that we mentioned earlier, Reb Shimon holds that the Makar that Pesach is brought betumah is from Moyadai, and according to Rish Lakish, Reb Yehuda holds that it's learnt out from the fact that the three of them are written, then everything works out. The Gemara brings the din of Rav Chista. Am Rav Chista mitzayr shenichnas lefnim mechitzasei potter. A mitzayr that goes inside his mechitza is potter shenemer bodeg yeshi mechutz l'machna meishavei. There is a machlokes rishonim, what is considered lefnim mechitzasei. Rashi here says, lefnim mechitzasei, mechitza sheneser likonis ba, any mitzayr that goes inside a mechitza that he's not allowed to go into, dahainu lefnim mechoymas kol ore Yisrael. Rashi says that the fact that a mitzayra has to be sent out of Machne Yisrael includes being sent out of a walled city in Eretz Yisrael, which we know that a Mitzrayim gets sent out of, and Rashi holds you would get Malkus for that. And the reason is because he considers that as being Machne Yisrael as well. In the Midbar, there were three Machnes. There was Machne Shechina, Machne Leviyah, and Machne Yisrael. The Machne Shechina was where the Mishkan was, the Machne Leviyah was Leviyim, and the Machne Yisrael where everybody else was camped. Parallel to those three machnas, we generally understand there to be three places in Yerushalayim. There is the Azara, the Harabayas, and the rest of Yerushalayim. The Pashtus is that Machne Yisrael is the rest of Yerushalayim. A Mitzayra has a din that he has to be sent out of the cities that have walls around them as well. And Rashi here is saying that the fact that a Mitzayra has to be sent out of a walled city is included in his din that he has to be sent out of the Machne Yisrael. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, Peragim Alachaches, paskins that if he goes into Yerushalayim, he gets Malkus. If he goes into other cities that have walls around them, he's not allowed to, but he does not get Malkus. Why is that? Because the Rambam holds that the walled cities are not called Machne Yisrael. The only Malkus that a Mitzrayim deserves to get is if he's over on the Isser of Leitamas Machnehem. He does not leave the Machne that he's supposed to leave. And Machne Yisrael includes only Yerushalayim. Just like in the Midbar, they were one next to each other. So Yerushalayim is what's parallel to the Machne Yisrael. Masha'en came the walled cities. There is a din that he has to be sent out of the walled cities. But it's not because of Leitamas Machnehem. That doesn't have a din of Machne Yisrael. Why does he have to leave the walled cities? Says that Tzlach, that is not because of the din of Yishalchu min HaMachne, rather the din of Badad Yeshev. There's two psukim. It says Badad Yeshev Michutz LaMachne Meshavoy. So the Tzlach is explaining with Dasa Rambam that the fact that he has to leave walled cities is a function of the din of Badad Yeshev and not a function of the din of Michutz LaMachne Meshavoy. If you take a look at the first parak in Kalim, where it's discussed the fact that he has to leave walled cities, there's a machloikis there. The Rash over there and the Batanura say that the fact that he has to leave these cities is learnt out from Michutz LaMachne Meshavay. But the Rambam over there in the Pirsha Mishnayah says clearly that it's from Badad Yeshev, which means that there are two separate dinim. Michutz LaMachne Meshavay is the din that he has to leave Machne Yisrael. There's another halacha of Badad Yeshev that he's not allowed to be with everybody else, the people who are in walled cities. And Vidasa Rambam, it's possible to understand that the halacha that he has to be sent out of the walled cities, Midin, Badad Yeshev, is halacha in the din of Mitzayra, just like there's a din of Mitzayra needs Priya and Prima, there's a din of the Gavra that he needs to go outside of civilization. So it's a din of Mitzayra. The Mishnah over there in the first parak in Kalim is a little bit mashma like the other tzad, like Rashi and the Rav, because the Mishnah says that this is one of the Eser Kedushas, a place that has a walled city. But it's possible that the Rambam holds that the Eser Kedushas Lav Dafka have to do with the Kedusha of those particular Mekoymois, because you see also that there's a halacha that the walled cities, you when you bring a Mace Mitzvah in, you're Mesavivim in the entire city. In Lav Dafka, the halachas that are mentioned there are totally on a straight out din Kedusha. I'll call upon him, even if we say that the din that he has to be sent out of walled cities is because there's a special Kedusha in walled cities, we still see a distinction in the Rambam, because the din of being sent out of the Machne Yisrael, that's only the Machne Yisrael, the Hainu Yerushalayim itself, and the rest of the walled cities in Eretz Yisrael are not considered, according to the Rambam, Machne Yisrael. It's a special din of Badad Yeshev, and you will not get Malkus. Of course, because the Rambam paskins, not like Rav Chista and our Sugi paskins, like the other Shita that the Gemara brings down, that you do get Malkus when you violate the Isser of Leitamas Machnehem, but the Rambam holds that going into a walled city in Eretz Yisrael is not a violation of the Isser of Leitamas Machnehem, because that is not Machne Yisrael. It's its own din of Barad Yeshiv. In explanation of the Shita of Rav Chista, that the Mitzrayim does not get Malkus if he goes into the Machne Yisrael, and Rav Chista explains his reason is because HaKosev Nitkoy L'Aseh, by giving the Aseh of Badad Yeshiv Mechutz Machne Meshavay, the Torah is telling me you don't get Malkus because it becomes like a Lava Nitik L'Aseh. Rashi explains that the reason why this is called a Lava Nitik L'Aseh, although it doesn't really fit the classic description of a lav and nitik l'aseh, there are two types of scenarios in which you have a lav and an aseh. When the Torah gives you a lav, it asks a certain thing. Let's say noiser is usher to leave over. The Torah says if you were over and you left over the kodshim until the morning, so there's something that you could do about it, you burn it. That's called a lav and nitik l'aseh. The Torah is menatik the lav al yidei the aseh. over there, the assay is telling me something entirely different than the lav. It's telling me how to follow up after I was over the lav, what I should do about it. And since the Torah gives me a way to follow up, I understand that the Eitzah is not Malkus. Rather, go ahead and do the act of burning the Noiser. Mashenkin over here, seemingly, the lav and the assay are answering the same exact pa'ula. The lav says that you're not allowed to be metama the machne, you're not allowed to go into the machne, and the assay also says you have to stay outside the machne. Therefore, Rashi says this usually would be called a lav assay. The lav and assay are both answering the same thing. So why is it that over here we say that it's called a lav and itik assay? Rashi tells you two reasons. Number one, he says, the ilatune asei velois asei. If the reason why this asei was given was in order to pile up a asei analyze, say that it's called a lav ve asei, hakasav be asei achrina. There's another asei, vishalchum and amachne. That asei is enough for us to say that we have a lav and an asei. You have a lav not to be metam of the machne, and you have an asei to be sent out of the machne. So therefore, al karchach, Rashi understands the kavana of the pasuk is that if you illegally went inside the machne, then you should leave the machne. So the Badad Yeshi Mechutz Machne Moshavei is telling me how to behave in the event that I was over on the lav. There is a makam lefakvik about that pshat in Rashi, because one can taina that the asay of Yishalchu min amachne is not really addressing the tummy himself. It's telling Klal Yisrael that they have to send them out of the machne, which then doesn't make it into a lava asay. A lava asay is where the same person is being addressed with an iser and a mitzvah asay. Here, it's two different people. I'm telling the tummy, you're not allowed to be metame with machne, that's the lav. The asay is written on Bezdin, on Klal Yisrael. But Rashi obviously understands that it's a lav asay. Secondly, Rashi gives me another reason why in this particular instance we look at it like a lav anitak lasay and not a lav and asay being piled one on top of the other. Rashi says, because in the pasuk it says, kol yimei asher hanega boy, which is mashma, says Rashi, kol yoma bebodad yeshiv koi. Rashi means to say that since it says kol yomav, it says kol yimei asher hanega boy in the pasuk, so the definition of the pasuk when it says bodad yeshiv mechutz l'machne yishavei, it's going back on kol yimei asher hanega boy, that the person has a perpetual state of having to go outside the machne, bodad yeshiv mechutz l'machne yishavei, as long as the nega is there, which means that included in the mitzvah asay of Badad Yeshev is how to behave if you happen to have gone into the machne. If you went into the machne, you have now a practical mitzvah asay telling you, Badad Yeshev, go back out of the machne. Rashi gives the example that the Gemara Makkah says, on Daf Tes Vav, that when it says that a person who's ma'anas and isha, he has to marry her, and it says, l'yuchel shalcha kol yomav, but it says over there that the pasuk of loisiel isha tells me, kol yomav ba'amoyd v'achzer. He has a mitzvah to constantly be married to her, and therefore, if he did divorce her, he has another mitzvah say now to go and marry her, and that's called lav anitak lasei, because the Torah is telling you what type of practical action to take in the event that you were over on the lav. Tosfos in Dibra Maschil Akosiv Nitak Lasei brings down Rashi, and Tosfos says, first of all, it should have brought the beginning of the pasuk. It should have said kol yimei asher hanega boy, and the Gemara fails to quote that part of the pasuk. Second of all, Tosfos asks that it's not similar to the case of Layuchel Shalchel Kol Yomav. Tosfos' lashon is Ve'od Hikshu Rivod Lo Damid Layuchel Shalchel Kol Yomav Mashma Deleka Lav Elik Shemashalchel Kol Yomav. What does Tosfos mean to ask? The case of Layuchel Shalchel Kol Yomav, Tosfos understands the reason why you don't get Malkus is because not the way that we just explained Al Pi Rashi, that the Torah, by saying kol yomav, is really giving you a practical mitzvah, kol rega v'rega. So in the event that you actually divorced her, you have to remarry her, and therefore the Torah is menatik the lav by giving you something practical to do. That's not how Tosfos understands the din of l'yuchel shalcha kol yomav. Rather, Tosfos understands that l'yuchel shalcha kol yomav is being magadir the lav. The lav, you're only over if you divorced her in a way that she was divorced for kol yomav. There's a shiur in the Isser. The Isser is you're not allowed to divorce her for all of your days. And therefore, if he does divorce her, the fact that he has the option to remarry her makes it that he wasn't really over the Isser fully. Because the Isser is not to be Mishalcha Kol Yomav. So right now he can remarry her. Masha'en came here, there's no way to say that the fact that there's a mitzvah saseh of Badad Yeshev, the Kol Yumei Nega boy, he has to be sent out of the machne, it's not mashma that we're redefining the isser of going into the machne as being an isser, don't go into the machne for the entire time that the nega is there. Rather, the mashmos is that you're over the isser by going into the machne, and therefore we don't have a lav in itiklasi. That's how Tosfos is asking their kasha on Rashi. And these two ways of looking at what happens based on the pasuk of Kol Yom of Ba'amoid Ve'achzer Koy that it's brought down in the Gemara Makkos Tezvav is mentioned in Tosfos over there. And in Makkos, Tosfos says, Tosfos actually attributes this pshat that we just said to Rashi in Makkos. He says, "Spiritual conscious the Koy Aloyuch L'Shalcha Kol Yom of the Kol Yom of Ba'amoid Ve'achzer Koy is." Going on the Yuchel Shach Kol Yomav, Shiluach Shelo Yehei Kol Yomav. Meaning to say that the whole Isser is don't divorce her in a way that she stays divorced from you Kol Yomav. And that's why you can't be over and get Malkus by divorcing her, because you always have the option of remarrying her. Masha'en Ken Toshis explains, Beperka Sarah Yuchsin Pirish, that Rashi in Perka Sarah Yuchsin and Kedushin explains, Dekoy Aloy Sia Leisha Leel, Dachika Amar, Loy Sia Leisha Kol Yomav Kaloimar, Shakol Yomav Hubaloy Sia Leisha Bamoid Vachzer. Meaning to say that the reason why it's a lava nitiglase is because the Torah is constantly telling you to do a practical move of remarrying her. And that's why it's menatik the lav, because just like there was an assay before you were over the iser of divorcing her, you also have an assay now, because kol yomav, you have that mitzvah assay. So in short, the two ways to learn how we know it is that when a person divorces the lady that he was ma'anis, that he has a mitzvah to go and remarry her. According to Tosfos over here, and one pshat Tosfos brings, which they say is Rashi's pshat in Makkos, I know this from the fact that the Torah says, La'yucha l'shalcha kol yomav. Kol yomav goes back on la'yucha l'shalcha. Since it says la'yucha l'shalcha kol yomav, I have an iser to send her away in a way that she's sent away l'chol yomav, and therefore if I do divorce her, then I have to remarry her, because that is, lies in the iser of Lo Yuch L'Shalcha Kol Yomav. Masha'en Kim Rashi in Perek HaSor Yuchsin learns that Kol Yomav goes back on V'loy Siya Le'isha, on Mitzvah Seh. V'loy Siya Le'isha, Kol Yomav, you have a mitzvah V'loy Siya Le'isha. The Nafgamina is whether we can apply this to our case of Bodad Yeshev. Rashi learns that since it says in the beginning of the Pasuk Kol Yomav Asher Boy Hanega, so we say that the Pasuk of Bodad Yeshev goes back on the Kol Yomav. Kol Yomav Asher Boy Hanega Bodad Yeshev. Bodad Yeshev is defined by Kol Yomav. Just like V'loy Siya Le'isha is defined by Kol Yomav. There's a din of V'loy Siya Le'isha constantly, and it extends itself even to a case where you were over on the lav. Masha'en Kein, according to Tosfos, since the din of V'loy Siya Le'isha is not modified by Kol Yomav, rather Kol Yomav is a definition of the Isser, L'yuchel Shachal Kol Yomav, it's not applicable to over here, because nobody's going to say that the definition of the Isser of being Metam of the Machne is only Ba'oifen that you're being Metam of the Machne L'kol Yomav. So Tosfos' second kasha on Rashi is based on that understanding and how the din of L'yuch L'shachal Kol Yomav works. Tosfos themselves learn an entirely different pshat in what the Gemara means over here, Kosev Nitkoy Laseh. Usually those words mean Alav Nitkoy Laseh. Tosfos learns that in our sugya it means something different. It means that the Torah changed the Isser from the Lav of L'yitamas Machneim into an Aseh. A mitzoyra is different than the other tmeim. The other tmeim have an iser of leitamas machnehem. The Torah changed the iser, was menatik it from being a loisasei into being an asei. The mitzoyra only has an iser abodad yeshev. And Tosfos says this is because it originally was bichlal all of the other tmeim. Since the Torah went out of its way to give him a special asei, the kavan of the Torah was to change it from being an iser lav into an asei. So the reason why you don't get Malkus is not because of the lav and it's a klasei, it's because it's just an Isser Aseh, and Aseh, you don't get Malkus. Tosfos then goes on to make the point, if you what they said, there's going to be a difference for the Mitzoyra as to which Machne goes into. If he goes into the Machne Yisrael, so Legabe the Machne Yisrael, he has only a Aseh of Bodad Yeshev, but Legabe the other Machnes, he's no worse than a Zav or a Tmei Meis, and so if he goes into the Machne Leviyah or the Machne Shechina, then he would get Malkus, because he's included Legabe that in Leitamas Machneim. Only Legabe his third Halacha, which is the Machne Yisrael, is there a assay alone of Barad Yeshev. Of course, this is only true according to the Shitas HaToisvis, that Lav Anita Glase over here means that it's changing it into Asse. So Toisvis says it could be that we're only changing it into Asse with regards to his third Machne. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, we're defining the Lav as a Lav Anita Glase. The whole Lav of Leitamas Machneim Legabi Mitzoyra has a Nituk, and that means that even after he was over his Isser, he has a Mitzah Seiv leaving, going Bodad Yeshev, Mechutz LaMachne. So that is probably true Legabi any one of the Machnes. Legabi any one of the Machnes, he has a way to address his avla of having gone into the machna by now going out of the machna. We also have a difference between Rashi and Tosfos legabe the leaving of the machna Yisrael. According to Rashi, you'd be over the lav, you just wouldn't get malchus l'fi Reb Shimon because of lav and into klasei. According to Tosfos, you're not over the lav of leitamas machneim bechlal, you're only over the assay. According to what we mentioned earlier, the assay of Bodad Yeshev may not be a din bechlal in tumas hamachna. It's not a din in the machna, it's just a din midinia mitzor, just like priu prima. Masha'enken, according to Rashi, your din to leave the machna Yisrael is a din that is part of the din of Leitamas Machneim. It's a halacha in Tumas Machnes, and there will be another nafkamina. The Gemara in Moed Kotten, Daf Yudal Rav Beis, clears a shaila as to whether a mitzora has to be noyig with dinim mitzora on a regel. Certain dinim of mitzora are similar to dinim avelus. Al sofam yate, he has to refrain from tashmish hamita like an ovel, and the Gemara clears whether it's possible to be matir mitzora from being noyig dinim mitzora beregel. The Gemara's maskana is that he's noyig tzerate beregel anyway. I'll call upon him. Gabi, what dinim is this said? There's a Rashi over there that says, two things, both in terms of his giluach and also in terms of coming to the machne. The Achronim over there ask on Rashi, how could it be that the Gemara is talking also Gabi the machne? That's not a halacha in the dini avelus of mitzayra. That's a halacha in his tuma. He can't be mitam of the machne. Even if Beregel were matir a mitzayra not to be noyig dini avelus, but we wouldn't be matir to be mitam of the Machnas. Now, according to Tosfos here, and it could be Lafi the way Tosfos explains in Makkos that Rashi holds over there like Tosfos does, not like Rashi in Perkei Soh Yuchsin and Rashi over here, that it's not possible to learn out the din of Kol Yomav by Mitzayra from the din of Kol Yomav by Oinus. And therefore, Rashi would be forced in that case to learn like Tosfos over here. We could say very simply that the din of Mitzayra in the Machne Yisrael is not a halacha bechlal in Tumas HaMachnes. It's just a din of Shiluach. It's just a din in his niyug of Mitzayra, just like Priyu Frima, just like the other din of Mitzayra. And then the din Bodad Yeshev would not apply Beregel. It's a chiddush, but that's how you could learn the Gemara Lefi Tosfos. There are those that want to be Miyashiv the Rashi in Moed Katan based on what we said earlier, Legabe, the cities that have walls around them. That a city that has a wall around it, then a Mitzayra's din is only within Barad Yeshev, and it's different than Yerushalayim. So it's a little bit of a doichik in Rashi to say that when the Gemara declares whether a Mitzayra has to be sent out of the Machnes on Regel, it's only referring to the cities that have a wall around it, but that would be Miyash of the Rashi as well. The Gemara says, Tmei Meis Mutter Likonis L'machne Leviya, V'loi Tmei Meis Bovan Omru Ela Afilu Meis Atzmai. Even the Meis himself could be brought into the Machne Leviya, Shenem V'yikach Moshe Es Atzmai Yetzif Imoi, Imoi Bim Chitzasi, and Moshe was a Levi. Toises Menachas, Daf Tzadik Hemet Beis, Dibra Maschel Ein, asks, how is it possible to learn from a pasuk that says that a mace was allowed to be brought into the Machne Leviya, that a Tmei Meis could go into the Machne Leviya? Tmei Meis may be worse than a mace itself. Because a mace does not have taira b'mikvah. A tmei mace could go to the mikvah after hazar shlishi shvi and it becomes tahar. But a mace itself can never become tahar. How do we know that there's a difference between somebody that has taira b'mikvah and someone that doesn't? Because there's a gemara in the end of Erevin, of Kuvdal and Rebeis, that says, the member of Shmuel, that hamachnes sheretz l'mikdash is potter. Somebody who brings a sheretz into the Beis HaMikdash is potter. Even though somebody who has Tumas Sheretz, a Tumay Sheretz, is usher to go into the Mikdash, but if somebody brings a Sheretz itself, then he does not get Malkus, and the Gemara explains over there, because a Sheretz is different than a Tumay Sheretz, since he has no Taira B'mikvah. Huadin Satoisis, a mace itself, has no Taira B'mikvah, and therefore could be as different than the Tumay mace. Shiluach Machta is only Shayach by those that have Taira B'mikvah. Tosfos is obviously making an assumption over there that we learn out in our Gemara the din of Tmei Meis from Meis Atmai, which is not 100% clear in the Braisa. We say that each one has its own Mechitza, and then it adds V'loizu Bulvad, not only a Tmei Meis is allowed to go into Machal Via, but even the Meis itself. And for the Meis itself, we bring a Makar. Tosfos seems to be learning that the Gemara's understanding the Makar for the din of Tmei Meis to go into Machal Via is that a Meis itself can go into Machal Via. A Kopanim, Tosfos gives two Terutzim. Number one, Tosfos says that the Gemara over here holds not like Shmuel. It holds like the Man D'Yamar in the Gemara over there in Erevin, that holds that if you bring a Sheretz into the Mikdash, you're like it. So therefore you see that there's no difference between something that has Tarab B'Mikvah and something that does not have Tarab B'Mikvah. The second Teretz Tosfos gives is that there's a difference between Sheretz and a Mace, because a Sheretz has no Tarab B'Mikvah whatsoever. The entire Min doesn't have Tarab B'Mikvah. You'll never find a Sheretz that has Tarab B'Mikvah. Masha'en Kein a Mace, since it's Yesh B'Mina Tarab B'Mikvah, that means that when a person's alive, he has Tarab B'Mikvah. So it's considered B'minai Tarab B'Mikvah, and therefore is not different than other tumas. Tosfos in Soita Daf Chaf Mabez also asks the kasha. Tosfos doesn't exactly ask it like Tosfos does over there in Menaches. Tosfos doesn't make the assumption, like we mentioned earlier, that we learn out the din that a Tmei Meis is allowed to go into Machdel Via from a Meis Atzmai. Tosfos just asks on the Lashon. It says Lo Tmei Meis Ela Afilu Meis Atzmai. Tosfos says Hocha Mashma the Machdel Meis Chomer Mitmei Meis. It sounds like from the Lashon that taking a Meis itself into the Machdel Via is more Chomer than a Tmei Meis. And Tosfos brings the Gemara in Erevin that says that being machdus a tamei sheretz is chayev, but if you machdus the sheretz itself, you're potter. So you see that taking the sheretz itself is less chomer than taking the mace, the tamei sheretz. Tosfos answers that we actually don't mean when we say bringing the mace itself into the machlavia, we don't mean the avla bring the mace. There may not be a problem with bring the mace itself into the machlavia. What we mean is that if a person walks in after he's finished touching the mace, that's called a tamei mace going into the machlavia. He's no longer attached to the mace, no longer touching the mace, and that's one level of tumah. Tosfos says, however, that if a person carries the mace itself in, there's a greater avla because the person who's a tmei mace is not only tummy from the mace, but he's still touching the mace. And there's a greater level of tumah when the person is still mechuber to the mace. He hasn't yet been poyrish from the mace. Tosfos goes and brings a gemara in Avodah Zarah that makes a chiluk between tumah b'chiburin and tumah after your poyrish. Based on Tosfos over there in Soita, we can answer another kasha. There's a famous Sifri Zuta, we mentioned this in the Sugi of Rabbi Chanina Skanakoinim. It's a Sifri Zuta in the beginning of Parshas Chukas that says that a mace itself is not Tomei Bechlau. There is no Toma on the mace. It's only Tmei mace that's Tomei. That's why we explained, the Mishnah says in the beginning of Kalim that Tmei mace is called an Ava Toma, because the mace itself is not really Tomei. It's so the Tmei mace is a Makara Toma because the Toma starts with him. The Toma doesn't start from the mace. The mace itself is not Tomei. Somebody who comes in contact Mace has its own reason to become Tamei. I'll call upon him according to the Sifri Zuta, then it's Tam Shver. What does the Gemara mean? According to Tosfos insight, it's very good because there's an Avla in bringing the Mace Atzmai, not because you're bringing the Mace which is Tamei. The Mace is not Tamei, but there's an Avla because you're still touching the Mace. So the Tamei Mace is more Tamei than regular Tamei Mace who touched the Mace and then goes in after he finished touching the Mace. The Gemara says, "My chumra de mitzayra mizav." What's the chumra that mitzayra has over zav? We explain that it's possible to learn out mitzayra from zav. It's more chumra. What's the chumra? The Gemara says, "Shekein ton priya ufrima." He needs to tear his clothing, and he's also aser b'tash amita. Says the Gemara, "Adraba zav chumra shekein mitame mishkav u'moishav u'mitame klicheres." He's mitame mishkav u'moishav, and he's also mitame klicheres. Mishkav u'moishav means that if something is designated for shchiva and the zav lies on it, it gets tumas medris. Masha enkein mitzayra. The Goyin says in his Agoyis, Nichle Betzira, Rambam v'chol Agoyinim loy garsi mishkav v'moyshav. The Rambam was not garisit, other Goyinim were not garis mishkav v'moyshav, elo shekein mitamek licheres behesed. Only the Chumrah that Azav is mitamek licheres behesed, and the reason is very simple, because the Rambam Shita is that a mitzvah is also mitame B'medris, the Mitzvah also has Mishkav Moishev. Rashi actually, in Dibra Maskel Zav, asks this kasha on the Gemara here. He says, Afgav the Tanya B'Teres Koinim, Oysa Mishkav Moishev. A Mitzvah also makes Mishkav Moishev. So why does Gemara say that there's a Chumrah of Zav over Mitzvah, that Zav is Oysa Mishkav Moishev? Rashi answers, because there's a difference between the level of Tumah that a Mishkav Moishev of a Zav has, and the level of Tumah that a Mitzvah's Mishkav Moishev has. When a Zav lies down on a Mishkav Moishev, Rashi explains it becomes an Avat Tumah. That if a person now were to touch that Mishkav Moishav, he would be so tame that he would be mitame the begadim that he's wearing at that time, even though the begadim did not touch the Mishkav. Even though he makes it into a Mishkav Moishav, but it's not an avatum letame adam letame begadim, ela letame oichlon umashkin. That means that the person who touches the Mishkav Moishav is not mitame begadim, rather is mitame oichlon umashkin. Now Tosfos in Yuma Davav Mebeis Dibar Maschul Shemitame claimed that Rashi was choizer from what he wrote here in Psachim. Over there, it's talking about the tumah of boil nida. A person who's boil a nida gets the tumah of the nida. However, there's a kula that person has, unlike the nida herself or a zav, who they, when they are metame medris, the mishkav u'moishav that they lie on, that medris becomes a full avatuma, an avatuma such that it's now metame adam v'kelim. Masha'en ken aboyel nida, although he makes medris as well, he doesn't have to be touching the bed will become tame just by the fact that he was lying on the bed. However, that bed is only metame oichlin u'mashkim, which means that it has a din of a rishon l'tuma. Rashi over there says that a boyel nida's tuma is different than anybody else who makes mishkav u'moishav, kigoin zav, zava, v'nida u'mitzoyra. So you see that Rashi considers the level of tuma that a mitzoyra has when he makes mishkav u'moishav to be the same as the level of a zav. Now, the truth is that Tosfos only says that because they understood a certain way in Rashi here. And you see it in Tosfos in our sugi as well. Tosfos over here opens up the Dibur Maschol Shekein Oise Mishkav Moishev, Pirish Bekunches the Haritanya, Beteres Koinim, the Mitzoyra Oise Mishkav Moishev, Loi Letami Adam of Godim, Ela Letami Oichlin Umashkin. Which means that Tosfos understood that when Rashi gave his teretz to explain how is Zav more Chomer than Mitzoyra, we ask that a Mitzoyra also makes Mishkav Moishev. So why does it say that a Zav is more Chomer in that he makes Mishkav Moishev? Tosfos understood that what Rashi meant to answer is that a Zav makes a Mishkav Moishev, and that Mishkav Moishev is a complete Avatum, it's Mitami Adam Bekelim. Masha'en Kena Mitzoyra, when he makes a Mishkav Moishev, the Mishkav Moishev is not an Avatum at all. It cannot be Mitami Adam Bekelim, it could only be Mitami Oichlon Umashkin, similar to the Mishkav Moishev of a Boyal Nida. Now, on that, Tosfos has a very legitimate raya from the Gemara and the Rashi in Yuma to show that Rashi considers the Mishkav Moishev that a Mitzoyra makes to be an Avatuma, and it could be Mitami Adam Vekalim, and it's unlike the Mishkav Moishev of a Boil Nida. However, if you're Medayik Rashi in our Sugya, you'll see, as we mentioned earlier, that that's not what Rashi meant to say at all. Rashi, maybe Tosfos had a different gear than Rashi, but Rashi doesn't say that the Mishkav Moishev of a Mitzoyra is not an Avatuma. Rashi says that both the Mishkav Moishev of Azav and the Mishkav Moishev of Mitzoyra are both Mitami Adam. The only difference between the two is that Azav, when the Adam touches the Mishkav Moishev of the Zav, that Adam, when he's wearing Kalim, is Mitame those Kalim. Or the Begadim that are Olav, he's Mitame. Masha'en Kein Mitzoyra, even though he becomes Tame, a person who touches the Mishkav Moishev of Mitzoyra will become Tame. So you see that it could be Mitame Adam Vekalim. It's just that the person who's touching it is not as Tame as the other person who touches Mishkav Moishev is that because that person, when he's wearing begadim, those begadim do not become tummy. So the way Tosfos brings on Rashi, he says the Haritanya b'taras koinim nitzara oisem Mishkav Moishev loy letami adam v'kelim. That means that there's a level of tumah that the Mishkav Moishev Mitzoyra has that it cannot be Mitami Adam Vekelim. But if you look at the Lashon of our Rashi, Rashi says that a Zav is Latami Adam Anegeh by Tumah Chamur Latami Begodim She'olav Afal Bishloi Nogwa Begodim B'Mishkav. Masha'enki Mitzoyra, he says, Lav Avatumah Latami Adam Latami Begodim Ela Latami Oichlon Umashkim. He doesn't mean that the Mishkav Moishev is only Mitami Oichlon Umashkim. He means that the Mishkav Moishev, when it's Mitami Adam, those begadim that the person is wearing will not become tummy, but the adam of course becomes tummy. Therefore, there's no stira in the Rashi over here in the Rashi in Yuma. The other teretz to the kasha that Rashi asks, the Rabbeinu Moshe Mipuntaiz, brought down by Tosfos in Yuma, and Tosfos also over here brings down this shita. That is that when we're talking about over here that a Mitzoyra does not make a Mishkav Moishev like a Zav, referring to a Mitzoyra v'mei Sfarei, not b'mei Chalutai. The Hainu, after a Mitzoyra is Huklut and he becomes a full-fledged Mitzoyra, he has to go through the Taira process. After he brings the Tzipoirim and the Eitz Erez, the Ezev, Shin Selas, and Teglachas, he has to stay Michutz La'olei Shivas Yomim. Then he brings his Karbonis on the 8th day. Those Shivas Yomim is called Yemei Sfarei. During that time, the Mitzvah does not make a Mishkav U'Moyshev. The reason why Rashi doesn't want to learn this way, Tosis explains, is because that person, the Mitzvah B'mei Sfaroi, doesn't have a din of the Shiluch of Machnes from all three Machnes, like a Mitzvah B'mei Chalutai. He only has to leave the Machnes Shechina like a Tomei Sheretz. As we mentioned earlier, a Mitzvah goes into the Machne, gets Malkus. How many Malkus does he get? The Rambam Shita, in Hilchos Bias Mikdash Per Gimel, Halacha Tes, Nichnas HaMitzvah Lahar HaBayis Loika Shmoinim. If a Mitzvah goes into the Har HaBayis, which is of course the Machne Leviya, he gets 80 Malkus. Obviously the Rambam holds that the Mitzvah is over one Isser by going into the Machne Yisrael, and another Isser by going into the Machne Leviya. So as soon as he goes into Yerushalayim, he's over one Isser, he gets Malkus for that. And when he goes into the Machne Leviya, the Hainu, the Har HaBayis, then he gets another Malkus because he's going into the Machne Leviya. The Rash and Kalim in the first Perek, in the Mishnah that discusses the Esser Kedushas, he argues in this Rambam. Because over there, the Rash brings a Tesefta. The Tesefta says, Zovin, when they go into the Machne Leviya, get 80 Malkus. And the Rash says, how could that be? He's only being over on one Isser. And he answers that we're talking about a Zav who is also a Mitzvah. So you see from the Rash that the only reason why the person gets 80 Malkus is because he was also a Mitzvah and also a Zav. Which means that if he would only be a Mitzvah, then of course he would only get 40 Malkus. The Goyin, actually, when he learns that Tesefta, he's Goyris in the Tesefta, not Zavin, but rather Mitzvahin, which means that he learns, like the Rambam, that the reason why you get 80 Malkus is because the Mitzvah is over two Isurim. The Rambam holds that you're over the Lav of Leitamas Machneim on every Machna that you go into, and that you're not allowed to go into. Each one is a separate Machna, and you're over the Lav Leitamas Machneim. The Rash obviously holds that since a Mitzvah has a din that he has to be sent out of all three Machnas, the Lav for a mitzvah of leitamas machneim is to stay out of all three machnas. And as soon as he comes into one machna, even if it's the machna Yisrael, he's over the lav. The fact that he now goes into the machna Leviya is not a new lav. He's not being metame a new machna. Because after all, you're not really metame the machna. The machna doesn't become tame. Rather, you have an iser to come in because you were supposed to stay out. So the ikar nikuda of the iser is to stay where you're supposed to, which is outside all three machnas. The moment you come into the three machnas, you're over the iser. You're not... There's no Tesefes Isser by now going into the Machne Leviya. Now, it could be that the Rambam is really in agreement as far as the Isser of Leitamas Machnehem with the Rash. It's just that the Rambam has another pasuk. If you take a look at the Rambam, Perek Gimel Halacha Ches over there in Bias Mikdash, he says, Atomi HaMashulach Mehar HaBayis Im Nichnes Over B'loi Sasei V'loike Shenemra V'yotze Al Michutz LaMachne Ze Machne Shechina V'lo Yove Al Toicha Machne Ze Machne Leviya. So he says you get Malkus because of a new Lav called V'lo Yove Al Toicha Machne. He says, V'chei Mitzur Shenichnes Nirushalayim Loike. So you see, you don't get Malkus because of the Lav of Leitamos Machnehim. Why not? The reason is because if you look at the Ram over there in Halacha Yud, he says, Ukshem Sheshiluach Tmeim and Amikdash Ba'asei, Kach Im Nichnasu Oivim B'Leis Asei Shenemar of Leitamos Machnehim Zem Machneshchina. So you see that Leitamos Machnehim only goes on the Machneshchina. So it comes out that a Mitzvah, when he goes into the Machne Yisrael and then Machne Leviya, the reason why he gets Malkus is also because of Loyove El Teicha Machne. Now, Loyove El Teicha Machne, we could say that every Machne that he's not supposed to go into, he's over as soon as he comes in. It's the Bia El Machne that makes it be over. So then he gets Malkus for every Machne that he comes into. Masha'enke and the Rash holds that the Isser that you're being over is Loyetamus Machneim. And as we explained before, the Isser of Loyetamus Machneim doesn't mean that you're not allowed to be Mitame the Machne because you're not really Mitame the Machne. It's really an Isser telling me that you have to stay where you're supposed to. And therefore, if you go into the Machne Yisrael, you're already over the Isser. The fact that you go into the Machne Leviya is not going to be a new Isser. If you hold that's the Bia El Machne, that's the Isser, so that each Machne you're not allowed to go into, you're over and you get Malkus. That's what the Rambam holds, you get 80 Malkus. The Rash holds, however, that the Isser is Leitamu Es Machneim, and that's one blanket Isser for a Mitzvah not to go into any of the three Machnes. As soon as he goes into the three Machnes, he gets Malkus and he's not going to get an extra Malkus. The Gemara says, Amar Mar, Zav V'chol Zav L'Rabbeis Balkeri. That a Balkeri is also sent out of two Machnes, just like a Zav, from the Machne Shechina and the Machne Leviya. The Gemara says, "Misayei leilor b'yochinen." It's a writer b'yochinen. The Amr b'yochinen mechilo islein iskatju. The tunnels underneath the Azara do not have kedushas Azara. U'Balkeri mishtaleh chutz l'shtei Machnes. Al pi pashtus, and this is the way Rashi explains, these two parts to Rabbi Yochanan's memra don't have anything to do with each other. The Gemara is bringing down the whole memra of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said two things. Number one, he said that the tunnels of the underneath the Azara are not niskachu, they don't have kedushas Zara, and number two, about carries Mishalei Chutz L'Shtei Machnes, and the Gemara is bringing the Misayele to the second Chaluk of Rabbi Yochanan's member. That's what Rashi says, Hani Tarti Mili, Shaminu Kiadadi, Me Rabbi, he heard these two things together from his Rebbe, Kiadadi Arminu, these two halachas. However, the Tosis Rid seems to say that it's all one thing, and the Mishlo Melech was mechavet to this in Per Gimel, Bias Mikdash, that Rabbi Yochanan is really coming off a Mishnah in Meseches Tamid. Over there it says that if one of the Kehanim saw Keri, he's Yorid L'Mesiba, which means a tunnel, Shetachas HaAzara, and he stays there the whole night. Says the Tzur, Rabbi Yochanan is coming to tell me that you should not say that the reason why he's allowed to stay in that tunnel the entire night is because he's really mutter in the Machne Levia, and the tunnel has a din of Machne Levia. Rather, he has to be sent out of two machnes, which is the second chelik of Rabbi Yochanan's memra, and the tunnels don't have kedusha mechilas leniskatcha, which means that they don't even have the din of kedushas machne levia. And that explains also why he can't just walk out of the Azor and go into the Harabais, because he's not allowed to be in the Harabais either. So he goes to the Mechilas, and the Mechilas lo niskatchu. The Mechilas don't have Kedushas Azor, they don't have Kedushas of Machta Leviyah either. Now, theoretically, we could have said that Rashi holds that the Mechilas don't have Kedushas Azor, but they do have the Kedushas of Machta Leviyah, and that's why Rashi Lashitosei, Rashi says the words in our Sugya, lo niskatchu b'Kedushas Azor. We could be medayik that they do have Kedushas Machta Leviyah, and that's why Rashi holds that there's no Shaykhas between the two members, because just like it doesn't help you to go into the Machta Leviyah because he has to be out of Machta Leviyah, it wouldn't help you to go into the Mechilas either. However, you cannot say this because Rashi later on Pevavamid Aleph, Dibar Maslo Ki, that the Mechilas that are underneath the Harabayas or the Psuchas Harabayas don't have a din of Kedushas Harabayas. And Rashi over there actually says what we just said up here, the Tesis Rid, that the member of Rabbi Yochanan, Mechilas Lenis Kachu, Balkari Mishalech, Kutzah Shtei Machnes, is that it's mutterly Konitz Mechilas the Harabayas because it doesn't have Kedushas Harabayas. So it's really Tzar Chim because it's a steer in Rashi. Over here, Rashi seems to say that there's no shaykhs between two chalakim of Rabbi Yochanan's memra, and over there, Rashi draws a very clear connection between the two chalakim, like we said, based on the Tosfos Rid's idea, that Rabbi Yochanan is coming to say that the Balkari does not have to be sent outside the Mechilas, those tunnels, because they don't have the Kedushas Harabayas. The Marsha over there in the Peva Medalf actually makes a Sa'ara, and he says that Rashi seems to explain in our Sugya differently than he does over there. And the Marsha's solution is to say that Rashi in our Sugya is going according to the Havamina of the Gemara over there, that Rabbi Yochanan is talking about the Mechilas, the tunnels that are Psuchas Lazara. And the maskan of the Gemara over there is that Rabbi Yochanan is talking about the Mechilas that are Psuchas Laharabayas, and therefore there is a connection between the two Chalakim of Rabbi Yochanan's Memra.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.